Today's guilty verdict is the latest in a string of examples of the urgent need for ethics reform to clean up corruption in Illinois. Tim Mapes has been found guilty of perjury and attempted obstruction of justice. For those offenses, he faces 20 years on the obstruction of justice count and 5 years for perjury. This case demonstrates the hold that Mike Madigan had over state government. Tim Mapes was offered immunity from prosecution by the federal government, meaning that all he had to do was tell the truth and he would not have been charged with a crime. Instead, he lied to protect Mike Madigan anyway. No one man should have that kind of power over his staff, his friends, the political process, and especially the legislative process that Mike Madigan had. And he will have his day in court to answer charges for RICO violations, bribery, and racketeering charges next year. A sweeping federal investigation into widespread corruption throughout the Madigan era has resulted in the indictment and arrest and conviction of multiple elected officials and guilty verdicts against a ComEd 4 and now Chief of Staff to Madigan, Tim Mapes. In May, House Republicans joined together to call for comprehensive ethics reform prior to the end of session. In response to our news conference, the chairman of the House Ethics and Elections Committee told a media outlet there was no appetite to rush an ethics package based on what the mainstream media says. He said that the heavy lifting on ethics reform would be handled over the summer by an ethics working group. Well, we're toward the end of August. The summer is almost over. Tim Mapes has been found guilty. The ComEd 4 have been found guilty. Speaker Madigan is headed to trial. And we have no indication that the Democrats have done anything on ethics reform. With all this said, in the May news conference, House Republican leader Tony McCombie said, ethics reform should be the General Assembly's top priority. How many indictments is too many? How many court rulings do we need to make ethical behavior stop, unethical behavior stop? And let me add, how many guilty verdicts is it going to take for the Democrats to join with Republicans and pass tough, necessary, sweeping reforms to our ethics laws to clean up government and stamp out corruption for good? The time to act is now.